Pain Pan. What role, I wonder, in his grand design did God envision for arthritis? I'm good with glorious sunsets, with hummingbirds and butterflies, but what's the point of my swollen knee, my wretched ankle, and now the ache afflicting my right hand's most important finger? And when that dying Pope joyously projected his mortal agony so we could watch him suffer as his Savior did, what exactly was the point? What father would look on benign while his only son hung bleeding between two tortured thieves? How do we explain those flagellants, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Jews, who, desperate for salvation, flay themselves, tear their flesh, and beat their breasts? What God, to win a bet, would watch while Satan first slaughtered Job's sons and daughters, then sickened him with stinking, pus-filled sores? Smug priests and ministers with pinched smiles address conundrums such as these. They tell us that Jesus had to die a painful, bloody death to redeem us from our sins, but never quite explain why our redemption's price is his blood and pain. One psalm asserts, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Boy, oh boy, they got that right. Remember Achan, Joshua's Jericho soldier? During the battle, he came upon some gold, silver, and a charming embroidered cloth. What he didn't do was hand it over to the priests. For this modest greed, Joshua, like some mafia capo, executed him, his sons and daughters, his oxen, asses, sheep, though what they did we never learn. They died devastated by stones and fire. Geez, the congregation even burned the tent they shared. But that was then. I'm more concerned about my golden years, pinched by arthritis, painted with psoriasis, my years of itch and hobble. Like Job, I want my day in court. Achan paid because he skimmed some loot. But damn it, I want to know what sin, what blame convinced that terrifying, vengeful God to strike me lame.